what to do with my hands.
Just don't like make the table creak a bunch.
Okay.
Welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast. At Camp Chioka, it has been our mission for over 50 years to lead campers into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. These conversations share the heart of our camp family in efforts to lead us all into a deeper relationship with the Lord. On today's episode of the Christian Youth Camp Podcast, we have Caleb Insminger. He is from Missouri, but studies at Harding University and is a believer that camp is for the campers. Though he loves being a counselor, he spends a lot of his time serving on maintenance, and he'll share with us some of his funny stories. Caleb is a man of few words, but you'll hear the simplicity of service for him and his heart for others. Caleb and I also talked about his genuine love for community and the encouragement he finds from his brothers here at camp. So I hope that y'all are encouraged by his words today. Today we have Caleb Insminger with us, one of our counselors who works a lot on maintenance. So Caleb, what has your experience been there?
At first I wasn't really sure what to expect with being on maintenance a lot, but it's definitely a lot of hard work. There's not a lot of easy days, but just seeing like the end results of a lot of things, it makes it worth it in the end. And
what are some of your favorite maintenance stories?
My favorite maintenance stories? I wouldn't necessarily say that to do with the work on maintenance. It's more of just hanging out with the group of guys that are on maintenance and kind of just like having conversation while we're working.
Yeah.
And just getting to bond in that way. Like when you wouldn't get that experience, like when you're counseling kids, but you, when you're like working together, you kind of can talk while you work and it just.
Yeah.
Build bonds, I guess.
Last year when y'all put out like all the mulch on all of camp, I saw that group of guys grow closer that week than they did like as counselors and stuff, because
yeah,
y'all
sure.
just have so much time.
Sure. And you have like that, just like that shared experience of like you're doing something together and then like you realize that we did all this and
yeah,
just grow stronger through that.
So what were the two like funny stories that you had?
One funny story is last year, it was my first week at a camp ever, and I was on maintenance, and it was just a long, it was high school week, it was 7 days long, and I was just exhausted, and it was the last morning, and I was like, oh, thank goodness, like, I kind of get a break right now. And then we wake up, and we're doing water jugs at the pool, and we see that there's a boat at the bottom of the pool, and so I guess one night, or that night, a lot of girls got up and went to the lake and brought a pool across camp into the pool.
Brought a boat across camp into the pool. It's a far ways.
And they didn't realize there was a hole in it. And so it sunk to the bottom. So we had to get in and like go to the bottom of the pool and like push it up. And it was just filled with water. And that was hard. And then another one was...
Junior week.
So it was junior week and I was maintenance again, and a kid comes up to me and he says, hey Caleb, there is poop on the ground in the boys' bathroom. And I said, what? And he said it again, and then he said, but I didn't do it. And I said, okay, can you show me where it's at? So he takes me in there and he points at it and he's like, it's right here, but I promise I didn't do it. And I said, okay, I believe you, but I need you to leave so I can clean this up real quick.
The bathhouse stories are always my favorite because there's so many of them.
And the grossest, but
yeah,
it's okay.
I'm just
okay.
Never the one that has to clean them,
right.
So that's why they're
right.
My favorite. But being behind the scenes and not getting to interact with campers a ton,
mm-hmm.
except when it's in the bathhouse and like they need you for that,
yeah.
You don't have a lot of one-on-one contact with campers. So what things go through your mind to keep serving kind of in that hidden way?
It's kind of... just like I'm doing what I can to make the campers' experience at camp the best it can be. Like there's not trash around, they don't have to, things like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the water, they need to stay hydrated, and because if they're dehydrated, get sick, like that's not a good experience for them. So it's just making sure that camp is the safest place for them to have the best experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And what does campus for the campers mean to you?
I struggled with that for a while just because, like, obviously I want things to go a certain way and things like that, but it's just that at the end of the day, like, it's my job as a counselor and as a maintenance person to make sure that camp is the best experience for the campers, because in the end, it's about their experience, like with an encounter with the Lord and things like that. So just remembering that like they need that, and like this is for them, like they need that encounter this week and things like that.
So. Yeah. How does that heart for service of like prioritizing the people you're serving transcend outside of camp?
It's kind of just remembering, like just keeping it on the front of your mind, just like always, like looking out and doing just the little things, just like, cause I've learned that on maintenance, like water jugs and trash are like such little things, but they're so important to camp. And it's just like in everyday life, it's just looking for the little things to go do that you can do for someone, like holding a door or pushing in a chair that someone didn't push in and things like that. Just making sure that you do. Like leaving it better than you found it.
Yes. I love that they instill that in our campers, like with cleaning up cabins and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not because the cabin itself is like that important, but because taking pride in the things and like helping out and serving, they really try to instill in our campers. And then what like scripture kind of do you go to in service and to remind yourself of that?
I look to James 4:10, and it's humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. And it's just like everything that I do that I want to be like to humble myself, just to realize that everything that I'm doing is for the Lord. And it's just that whether I'm a counselor on maintenance or on activities or things like that, like everything that I'm doing is for the Lord.
I love that. And what would you say to campers like wanting to serve God and wanting to humble themselves, but they don't necessarily know their talents and their skill sets?
Just put yourself out there. Like I've never been like a handyman before I came to camp, but I was just like, wherever I was needed, wherever you're needed or where you see there, something needs to be done, just go do it. Like, even if you're uncomfortable, because like you grow the most and you learn the most about yourself when you're uncomfortable. Like you're not, if you're comfortable, you're not going to grow in any way.
Yeah.
So when you find yourself being uncomfortable, that means you're growing and you're learning more, and you're learning more about yourself as you go when you are reacting to things when you're uncomfortable.
Yeah. Coming to camp last year for your first time, did you see growth like in being uncomfortable, or did you feel at home pretty quick?
Well, it was my first summer, but I knew a lot of people coming in. So I was kind of comfortable, but at the same time, like I wasn't familiar with the job. So that was pretty uncomfortable, but, I found myself growing more comfortable as I went.
Yeah.
So.
And how have you seen camp change your life and like your heart? What's the main takeaway that you've had?
It's taught me more of a sense of how to build a Christ-like community around me, because before I came here, like I didn't necessarily know how to have those conversations with people or how to engage or start those conversations. Mm-hmm. So kind of just learning from counselors here and things like that, it's taught me to just take that sense of building a community and taking it out of camp and like building my own community back at school, things like that.
And what did you learn about practically building that community? Because we've talked about this some on the podcast before, but for girls, it seems like easier to ask kind of vulnerable questions. But for guys, I just feel like it's a different dynamic. So do you have anything on that?
It's just like, I don't know. It kind of goes back to the whole being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like, you're not too cool to have a vulnerable conversation with someone, or like, you're not too tough. Like, that's what, I think that's kind of what it boils down to a lot of the times is, you're scared to have those conversations because you don't want to like look weak. But so it's just, again, like you grow in your uncomfortable moments, and it's just realizing that, and it's going to be weird at first, but you kind of just grow into it and you realize that it's better for you as a person and in your faith.
Yeah. And seeing you like with the group of guys that you have here, and I know a lot of them you go to school with, why is community important to you in your walk with God?
It's kind of just making sure that we're staying on track in our relationship with the Lord, because, I mean, it's hard sometimes, you know, just the struggles of life and the challenges that it brings, but it's kind of just lifting each other up and just making sure that we're doing all right, just checking in on each other and just praying over each other and things like that and having those conversations.
Yeah, and you look at, like, Jesus and his friends, and they really did like everyday life together, which is what's so special about the summer. And then we do leave and go back to kind of where we live, and like there's lots of FaceTime calls and stuff. But how do you maintain those relationships in that?
oh gosh. It's just like making sure you're checking in, because I find times where like I'm not calling people and I'm not, and I just think of it and say, I need to call this person today. Yeah. And it's just like being, I don't know what the word is, but being intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just making sure you're reaching out and making sure you keep that relationship, and just like, so they know that you're there. Yeah. And they know that like you have their back and you're there to talk whenever they need it. And
yeah.
Things like that.
It's so easy to isolate ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
So easy. And then it's good to like be able to pick up where you left off, but you want to show consistency. So how does that consistency with friendships and checking in with people translate to your relationship with God and constantly checking in with Him?
Yeah. I feel like my friends help me a lot, just like making sure that I'm keeping consistency with God, because there are definitely times when, I feel like I'm kind of not as close to God as I need to be at the time, like just going through different seasons of life and this busyness of school or busyness of whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's just, I find myself not being consistent with Christ. And that's why it's so important to have friendships and build that community of Christ-like friends. It's just, they can be there to help you stay consistent with Christ, and they can just make sure you're staying on that walk and not getting lazy in your faith, I would say.
Yeah. And as a friend, like trying to keep other people accountable, how do you go about like calling them out in love and like calling them higher?
It's kind of just more like of when I see something going on, or like I see them, like I just go like, just go straight to them. And I kind of just start out the question like, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And then just so they can kind of just get comfortable with the conversation, and then just say, just like should have asked, like, how's your relationship with Christ right now? And, or how do you feel like you're doing in your walk with Christ? Or,
yeah.
Because like, while I do that, I would expect them to do the same thing for me.
Yeah. And there's so much power in asking instead of assuming, like based on what we see.
Yeah.
And when you intentionally sit down and like look at someone in the eyes and say, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
A lot can come out.
Right.
Even if it usually doesn't.
Right.
And then before ever coming to camp 2 years ago, what would you tell yourself?
Before coming to camp? I would just tell myself that to be flexible, to be prepared to do any role that you need to do, because a counselor isn't just a one task job.
Yeah.
Like you have to do many tasks, and you have to, and sometimes you're not like skilled in that area, but you need to be flexible and like learn to do it or do your best you can.
Yeah. So. And why do you see flexibility as being important to everything else in life?
Just so you can kind of adapt to your, because we all going into a situation, we all have an idea of how it's going to go, but it never goes that way. And so it's just important to be flexible. Like when you get into your career or when you go to school, when you're doing anything in life.
Yeah. And I think especially this past year, we've all seen
right.
how important being flexible is with so many changes, and that like we really do have no control over anything.
Right.
And then what would you want to tell yourself months from now when you're not at camp anymore and you're not with these friends?
Probably just to stay intentional. Stay.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to lose, like not stay in contact with the people at camp or with like you're not on this like mountaintop experience with God, and so it's like hard to stay like intentional, because it's easy out here, but it's harder out there. So I would just say intentionality.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about like your group of friends here and the guys?
We just know how to have fun together. We all have the same kind of humor and things like that, and at the same time, like we know when to be serious or when to. Like when we can have fun, but we also can be like sit down and have those conversations. And like, so that's, I feel like that's good.
Yeah. And it's cool that I see that in y'all in college, because we want our campers to have that so much, because I know in like middle and high school, it can be hard because they're like totally on one side of the fun, but balancing the seriousness. And you kind of hit on this earlier, but like, as far as vulnerability goes, what would you say to like teenage high school guys who are afraid to be vulnerable or like have hard conversations?
I would say that I've been there too, and I was there for a lot of college, And I still find myself in that area sometimes. But I would just say that once you get the things that you need to say off your chest, that you feel so much better, and that it's okay to be uncomfortable for 5 seconds of the day and just to get it off your chest. And then once it's off your chest, like, you're probably not going to feel uncomfortable anymore, and you're going to just, I don't know, feel the weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, that's like where the freedom and friendships are found, is literally the 5 seconds of discomfort. Right. That's so true. Yeah. But I'll pray for us and we'll wrap up.
Sounds good.
God, thank you so much for Caleb. Thank you so much for our maintenance team and the way that they serve and maintain these 100 acres of holy. And Lord, we just pray that this land that you've given us, we continue to bless so many generations to come, that campers would come here and be able to experience you, all because of the work that everyone's doing behind the scenes to make it happen. God, we thank you so much for the community that is here. We thank you for intentional friendships. We thank you for the friendships formed in all of these cabins. We pray over all of our campers that they would remain intentional in their relationships with one another year round, that they could motivate one another, they could uplift one another, that they could encourage one another and just point each other back to truth. Thank you for the counselors here and the friendships formed among us and just this huge community of believers that you have built. God, we ask that that same intentionality in our friendships would pour out into our intentionality of our relationship with you. Thank you that you are an intentional God. Thank you that you are seeking us out. Thank you that you are loving us in all the moments and all the ways, big and small. And we want to become more like you in that, in the way that we love you and the way that we love our brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for the gift of these words. Thank you for the gift of humility that Caleb has on his heart and the gift of servanthood. And I pray that all listening would find talents or skills that they have and that they would use them to your glory, that they would use them for your kingdom so that your name would be known. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope that these conversations do not end with this episode, but that you take these ideas into conversations with family and friends in the Lord. Be sure to find us anywhere you can scroll at Camp Choka and live knowing that you are loved.